This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. For scientists who study climate change, it's really hard to estimate exactly how much carbon dioxide forests and the soil below them will store in the future. Brittany Patterson reports on a new study that used West Virginia forests to shed light on how the carbon-storing ability of soils and the billions of microbes within them may fare as both carbon dioxide and nitrogen increase in the future.
Think back to those dark days of high school biology. You may have a vague memory of something called the carbon cycle. Plants and trees take in carbon dioxide through photosynthesis and use carbon to make their leaves and other biomass. When they die and decompose, the carbon stored there is transferred to soils, and some of it is released back into the atmosphere. In fact, the dirt below our feet is the largest sink of the climate change-causing greenhouse gas carbon dioxide on the planet. But there's another element that plays a big role in how much carbon is stored by soils: nitrogen. Nitrogen is found in the atmosphere and used by plants. Plants need it, but can't process it without help from bacteria. Once processed, nitrogen turns into amino acids and helps plants grow, which is why farmers often sprinkle nitrogen-rich fertilizer on their fields. Humans have more than doubled the amount of nitrogen being deposited across ecosystems worldwide through the burning of fossil fuels and agriculture. So why are these nitrogen carbon cycles important for us? More nitrogen is on the way as developing countries invest in new coal-fired power plants. Understanding how nitrogen affects soils and ultimately the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere can help scientists improve future climate change predictions. Right now, scientists don't know that much about how nitrogen affects the ability of forests and soil to store carbon.
So in general, adding nitrogen to soils and forests causes less decomposition, more soil carbon storage. But the mechanism as to why that happens, again, is largely unknown. Most research shows that it's due to a decline in certain fungal guilds that are really good at breaking down lignin, right, or leaves and really recalcitrant, sort of hard to decompose soil organic matter.
That's Joe Carrera, a PhD candidate in the Department of Biology at West Virginia University. He and a team of researchers wanted to figure out what exactly in soil was causing changes to the amount of carbon it stored.
What we were interested in seeing was how the relationships between trees and these soil microbes, fungi, bacteria, mycorrhizal fungi, sort of change under conditions with elevated nitrogen. And can these relationships or changes in these relationships sort of give us some insight as to why soil carbon decomposition goes down under elevated nitrogen?
In the summer of 2015, Carrera and the team spent a few days in the Furneaux Experimental Forest near Parsons, West Virginia. They sampled soils in two parts of the forest, one area that had been left alone and another which had been treated with nitrogen pellets since 1989. West Virginia, as it turns out, is a great place to study nitrogen deposition because of how close it is to the coal-burning power plants that have historically dotted the Ohio Valley.
Basically, what happens is you burn fossil fuels, you burn coal. That then goes up into the atmosphere and then is transported downwind of wherever it is, where it forms acid rain. And that acid rain then falls to the ground, not where it was produced, but where it is, ends up downwind, right? And so West Virginia has some of the historically highest levels of past nitrogen deposition, of course, in the country, but I'm sure probably in the world as well. I think that the lowest ever recorded acid rain was actually in Wheeling, West Virginia. And I don't know exactly what the pH was, but it was the same as stomach acid. And one of our co-authors likes to say, I can't remember what year it was, but he says, basically, Mother Nature threw up on Wheeling, West Virginia.
Since the passage of the Clean Air Act, pollution in the U.S. has decreased, and the amount of nitrogen falling onto forests and soils has dropped. But as developing nations bring coal-fired power plants and other manufacturing facilities online, both which are sources of nitrogen, Carrera says it's important to study how more nitrogen impacts soil carbon storage.
So this sort of gives us an idea of what, in the future, if nitrogen deposition is to continue to rise in some, you know, places in developing countries, places in the developing world, even some areas of the United States, what sort of the forest will, how the forest will respond to that elevated nitrogen. So it's sort of like speeding up the process so that we could see now what the future might look like.
The scientists found more nitrogen meant trees use less of their energy, taking up carbon and creating things like roots. Bigger root systems mean more carbon stored underground. They also found the trees spent less carbon creating relationships with symbiotic or beneficial fungi that live in soils. One surprising thing they found is that the bacteria in the soil they sampled seemed to undergo changes when there was more nitrogen to contend with.
And what could your findings tell us about how forests will be carbon sinks in the future under a warming climate?
Right. So that's a really interesting question. And, you know, it's hard to say just based off of what we find, of course. Knowing what we know now about how forests take up carbon dioxide and allocate it to different sort of compartments in the forest, right? So biomass production, soils. Knowing that this link between the plants themselves and the microbes in the soils is important provides us with some sort of mechanistic understanding of how nitrogen will impact where the carbon's allocated in the forest.
Just like health researchers don't have a clear understanding of the role bacteria play in our guts, Carrera says forest researchers don't yet have a clear understanding of the role bacteria and fungi play in the forest soils. But the more researchers learn about it, the more that can help them with future climate change predictions. For his next research study, Carrera hopes to tackle more questions related to the forest soil microbiome. Last summer, he collected similar information in an experimental forest in Maine. Together with data from West Virginia, he says he hopes to soon know more about how different tree species that associate with the same fungi react to high levels of nitrogen. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson in Morgantown.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.